across a field.
If I were one, need a zigzag fence.
That's the only way you could put it together.
If I put one together, it wouldn't be zigzag.
I mean, if you're some old farmer and all you've got is an axe.
Yes.
And you're chopping down these trees and
yes.
cutting them into rails and splitting the rails. And you want to lay them together. You're going to, like, cut notches and fit the notches together. If that's all you had, if you didn't have ropes or whatever they used, or nails. So therefore, you'd have to zigzag just a little bit to connect them.
Oh, you mean in connecting the fence?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant in laying the thing out.
No, I mean each rail.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I probably can envision that.
I admit you have to have a rather good imagination. Okay. What do you call a kind of fence that if you tried to climb over it, it would probably tear your pants?
Barbed wire fence?
If you try to set up a fence, you have to dig holes for the...
Post?
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest to give her the idea?
Probably a rooster.
That's cute.
I withdraw that.
Okay. That's
probably an artificial egg.
Usually made out of?
I don't know, some type of plastic.
Right, there's some that are made out of the same material that you would use to describe a nice tea set. Something. Your best dishes.
China?
Okay. So if you saw one of these, it would be called a...
Not a China egg.
Yes. Amazing.
This has been a real learning experience.
Now, do you have any idea why this makes the way it is?
Not the slightest.
Me neither. I've never got an explanation for that.
But chickens are dumb and so impressionable anyway.
I guess it gives me an idea. It triggers the instinct, but... what do you carry, if you're on a farm, what do you carry water in back from the well?
Bucket.
Right. What would you carry milk in?
Bucket.
Is there any difference between a bucket and a pan?
No.
Not even in the material you're made out of? Either could be made out of anything.
No difference, as far as I know.
What do you carry food into the pigs?
What do I carry food into the pigs?
Just one
carrying food. To feed them?
Yeah,
what's the food? He would put it in a bucket, I guess, would he?
Have you ever heard of a slop bucket?
Yes.
Okay, that's a swill bucket.
Go and slop the pigs.
Right.
I've heard that expression.
You've never done it, though.
I don't relish the idea either.
Neither do I. Alright, what do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan, skillet.
What are they made out of?
What material?
Mm-hmm.
Iron.
Okay.
Probably, iron, steel, something like that. They used to be made out of lead.
They did?
I guess. I heard people say, I'm going to get this old lead skillet. So I assumed they were talking about materials.
Seems like...
But it could be lead because it may have been heavy.
Yeah, maybe so. It seems like it'd be poisonous.
Could.
Alright, what's something big and black that you would boil? Hey, God, this is 100 years ago that people would boil it.
Not a kettle.
Yes, that. Have you ever heard it called a wash pot?
Yes.
Is it the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. What would you call the container that you plant a flower in that came in the house?
A flower pot?
Alright. How about the one that you put cut flowers in?
A vase?
What are the eating utensils that you set at either side of the plate?
Fork, spoon, knife.
And could I have the plural of knife?
Knives.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we've got to have some clean dishes. So I have to...
Wash.
Okay.
The dishes.
And after you wash the dishes, you...
Dry the dishes.
Before you dry
them. Do you rinse. Them? Okay.
And what do people call the cloth or rag that you use in washing?
Dish rag, dish cloth.
How about the one that dries on?